I would like to briefly introduce to you a few of our churches.
我们纽西兰澳洲的教会啊，在这几年来也蒙神祝福。
And we thank the grace of the Lord that our church in New Zealand, and Australia have been specially blessed by God in the past few years.
那纽西兰的教会发展也大概有十年的时间。
The history of New Zealand Church has been past 10 years.
啊，这些移民的弟兄姐妹啊，他们的信仰都相当的有根基。
All the sisters of the brothers and sisters who have immigrated to New Zealand are filled with faith.
他们的移民啊，都有一个使命感。
And their immigrations to New Zealand had mission.
有一户信徒，他们这样见证。
And there was one family, this is how they testify.
啊，他们想要到没有教会的地方去开拓。
And this family wanted to go to a place where there isn't any church to pioneer.
所以他们认为说，向神祷告说，主若许可，那么就让他们签证了，能够顺利。
Therefore, this is how they pray to the Lord, and if the Lord is willing, they may be able to get a visa to go to that place.
那感谢主啊，他们的签证相当顺利。
So we thank the grace of the Lord that everything was very smooth for them.
尤其他们有一批人到了这个纽西兰的基督城。
And there was one group of members that got to a place in New Zealand. It's Christland.
Christchurch.
Christchurch.
啊，这个基督城呢，没有传道人，没有长子，没有负责。
And this Christchurch, there isn't any preacher or deacons.
他们怎么传福音
？How did they spread the gospel?
用录音带。
They used the sermon tape.
他们带了很多录音带到那边去。
They brought a lot of sermon tape with them to Christchurch.
聚会时间也听录音带。
During the service, they will listen to the tapes.
传福音也用录音带。
And when they spread the gospel to a true seeker, they will use the tape.
但是有愿做的心呢、啊，圣工就发展。
When you have this heart to work for the Lord, then the holy work in the church will prosper.
从十几个信徒发展到四十几个信徒。
From 10 over members, they has prospered to over 40 some members.
有很多人在当地接受洗礼。
A lot of members over there was baptized. From the local church.
很奇妙，神也赐给他们一个很大的会堂。
Miraculously, the Lord also grant them a big church structure.
那在北岛的这个奥克兰呢，现在也大概有200多个信徒。
And in Northern Ireland, New Zealand, Auckland, there are 200 over members.
那么最近神也赐给他们一个会堂了。
And in recent year, the Lord also blessed them with a large church building.
那么在澳洲呢，有四个教会。
In Australia, there are together 4 churches.
那我们这几年去开神学训练了。
In this past few years, we went there to hold theological seminar.
虽然新的一代的年轻人呢，可能华语很多人不会讲了。
The new group of the present generation of Australian members, they do not know how to speak Mandarin very well.
他们可以说是融入当地的这个。社会
they had already assimilated into the local culture.
可是他们呢，活泼，但不失敬虔。
But they are, however, they are very active, yet they are very fervent.
因为他们的父母很重视他们的宗教教育。
Because their parents play heavy emphasis on religious education on them.
我想这就是移民成功的地方。
And I think this is one successful factor in immigration.
所以我相信神也在那边预备了很多的工人啊，将来要让他用。
And I believe that the Lord has already prepared many workers to serve him in that place.
那么在韩国、日本呢
？In Korea and Japan.
最近的教会还是不断在发展。
In recent year, we can see a lot of progress.
过去韩国教会啊，他们要跟我们其他的教会来往啊，大概都用日本话。
In the past, when the Korean want to have contact with other churches, they usually use Japanese.
但是会讲日本话的老一辈啊，老了。
Those members who can speak Japanese were the elderly members.
他们领导是很有眼光啊！最近几年来，派了大概几个青年啊，来台湾读神学，学习华语。
And the Korean leader has far sight. In recent year, they sent a few of their youth to Taiwan to learn Mandarin.
因为韩国它这可以算是一个基督教国家。
We can say that Korea is actually a Christian nation.
因为他们受这个日本统治的时候呢，基督徒发啊大发热心啊。
Because during the time when they were under the Japanese rule, the Christian were the time were filled with much zeal.
所以在极困难的环境当中，他们传了福音，很多的信主。
It was under that difficult time that many people come to believe in Christ.
那日本这个国家是一个硬土啊，要传福音很难。
Japan is a tough land. It's difficult to spread gospel onto that land.
但是这一两年呢、啊，东京教会啊，感谢主，我们有很多从大陆去的同龄在那边热心传福音，啊，所以也有不少日本人开始来接受我们的教会。
We thank the grace of the Lord that in recent year, there are few members in Tokyo Church.Originally from China, they are very fervent for the Lord, and the church in Tokyo is growing.
啊，那至于这个欧洲这个欧洲美国啊这些教会的状况，各位大概都比较清楚了。
As for Europe and in the States, I'm sure all of you are very familiar with their growth.
不过值得一提的就是英国教会。
But especially, I'd like to point out the church in England.
啊，尤其英国北部一个教会叫奥卢井的教会。
Especially in Scotland, the Elgin Church.
啊，他们灵恩布道会的时候啊，全部的弟兄姐妹从早上到晚上啊，全部参加。
During their spiritual convocations, their members will stay in church from morning to night.
信徒大概99%是开餐厅的。
And for the members, there are 99% of them has restaurant.
十几年来啊，每次灵恩布道会，他们都把餐厅关掉，三天的灵恩布道全部早上到晚上。
And for the past 10 over years, during spiritual convocation, they will close their restaurant business and stay in the church for the spiritual convocations.
他们跟当地的那些英国人呢、啊，可以说是啊，保持密切的交往。
They have very close relationship with the British.
啊，所以布道会的时候，我们看到大概二三十个人。啊、当地的居民、啊、参加我们布道会。
And during the evangelical service, there are over 20 to 30 people that are from the local region.
我想这是好的开始。
I think this is a good beginning.
那么这两三年来，他们也栽培传道人。
And in this past two or three years, they also have trained many preacher.
最近已经有三个青年现身了。
And in recent year, there are three youth that have offered themselves to be preachers.
这些做父母的现在还在鼓励他的孩子来献身。
And many parents are still encouraging their children to offer themselves to the Lord.
啊，因为有一位青年呢，他到非洲去做义工。
There was a youth when he was volunteering in Africa.
结果做了两年义工，深受感动。献身当传道。
And after volunteering in Africa for 2 years, he was deeply moved by the work in Africa. And when he returned to England, he decided to offer himself to a preacher.
这些青年在学校接受大学甚至博士的教育。
This youth, he has PhD degree in university.
但是他们爱主，他们抛弃一切来为主耶稣献身。
But because of his love for the Lord, that he will put aside his work as well as his educations, and he came and offered himself to the Lord.
现在世界传道工作最需要就是人才。
At present, in the world, what we need most is human resource.
但是我们呢，传道人实在是不够。
But we are truly lacking in preacher.
啊，所谓的传道人。
For preachers, so to speak,
不只是说嘴巴讲啊。
It's not only those that speak with words.
重要的就是要文字的传道。
But it's important also to emphasize on literary ministry.
啊，所以我们除了说在今年开始招生啊，海外的宣教传道。
In recent year, we want to recruit more members who are good in literary ministry for spreading the gospel.
那么感谢主啊，有几位青年要报名参加。
And we thank the Lord that there are a few members who have signed up for this ministry.
我们需要把这些传道人派到一个固定的地方，在那边住下来，来做开拓工作。
And we hope to send this group of youth, potential preacher, to a place to pioneer the work there.
但是我们也很希望说，各地的教会啊。不要这个不要太依赖这个传道人。
We also hope that many local churches are not overly dependent on preachers.
比如说像我们在加拿大、美国、啊，每一个教会都有很多的人才。
For example, in Canada and the States, every church has a lot of talent.
我们应该学会、啊、来牧养自己。
And we should learn to be self-sufficient.
那让传道人呢、啊、有时间到外面去做开拓工作。
So that the preacher will have the time to go out and pioneer the work.
啊，所以世界传道的工作啊，实在是有很多要做。
Therefore, in world evangelism, there are still a lot of work waiting for us to do.
但是教会的工作要全体啊来动员。
But for church work, we need to work all together as one.
啊，所以我想换另外一个题目跟大家谈。如何做一个主的好仆人
Now I shall move on to the next topic as to how to be a good shepherd for the Lord.
每一个教会发展到某一个程度啊，啊，就会遇到一个瓶颈，一个困难。
For every churches, when you reach to a certain point, that is the saturation point, you will meet with problem.
啊，它这个困难在哪里呢
？And what is the problem?
啊，就是需要人才。
The problem is requiring human resource.
需要有更多的好仆人。
And there's a need for more servant.
我们有一个长老。
There was an elder.
他是传道人。
He's a preacher.
他的孩子也献身当传道。
His son also has offered himself as preacher.
他勉励他的孩子。
He encouraged his son.
说你要做教会的工啊。
That when you work for the Lord in church.
啊，你要知道，要有三个条件。
You must know that there are three criteria.
第一个就是要有人才出来。
First is that there must be human that step out to work.
就是这个人本身要自我充实。
And this person himself have to nurture himself.
他跟他的孩子讲，你不是一个很好的人才。
He said to his son that you yourself does not have much talent.
那传福音呢，也需要钱财啊。
Besides just talent in words, we also need money.
那你本身也没有多少的钱财。
But you yourself also have not a lot of money.
那还有传福音呢，要有那种奴才的精神。
As a servant, also you need to slave.
你既不是人才，又没有钱财。
You not only have no talent, nor you have no money.
但是你想要为主做工。
But if you have this heart to work for the Lord,
没关系，你只要学会有这个奴才的精神就可以了。
But you must have the spirit to be like a slave.
我想这一个长老啊，他勉励他的孩子，勉励得很好。
And I think this is a good way of how this elder has encouraged his son.
为主做工不一定要是一个啊什么人才。
To work for the Lord, you don't need to be extremely talented.
这个彼得啊
，just like Peter himself.
传福音的时候
，when he was preaching the gospel,
别人眼光说这个是没有学问的小民。
People looked down at him and said that he is unschooled man.
彼得在医治病人的时候
，the time when Peter was curing the sick.
啊，他也跟这个病人讲，我钱这个金银我都没有。
He said, "Money I do not have."
但是我奉耶稣的名叫你起来走路。
But in the name of Lord Jesus, I ask you to stand up and walk.
啊，所以不一定要有金银。
But so there's no need for gold or silver.
啊，但是要紧的就是我们能够成为主的好仆人。
But more importantly is that we must learn how to be good servant of the Lord.
仆人在当时的观念是非常的卑贱。
The perspective of being a servant in ancient time is one that's lowly.
但是主耶稣特别强调。
But our Lord Jesus especially emphasized.
在教会里头。
That in church.
我们最需要的就是这种做仆人的人。
We need to have the spirit of being a servant.
请看马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第十章。
Chapter 10.
新约圣经六十三页。
Mark chapter 10, verse 63.
第十章请看这个四十三节。
Verse 43.
第十章四十三节，只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿意为大，就必做你们的用人。四十四节。
44.
在你们中间谁愿意为首，就必做众人的仆人。这里主耶稣这么强调。
Here our Lord emphasized.
想要当头的。就要学会做众人的仆人。
Here it says that for you who want to be the head must learn to be the servant.
在主耶稣的世代
，In the time of our Lord Jesus，
有那种仆人的那奴隶的买卖制度。
There is still the slave trade going on.
奴隶是没有地位、没有身份的。
And that we know that the slave at that time did not have any status in the society.
所以主耶稣在这里讲说，我们要在教会当中为首的就要当众人的仆人了。
That is why the Lord says that for any one of you who want to be great, shall be a servant.
所以我们应该了解到主耶稣的意思。
Here we must understand what he means by to be the slave of all.
什么叫仆人？
What is to be a slave?
啊，仆，所谓的仆人就是一无所有的人啊。
A slave is the person who has nothing.
你在市场里都可以买一个仆人回来。
You can even go to the marketplace at a time to buy a slave.
那被买回来以后，他不能够主张他什么。
And this slave himself, he cannot have any control over his own life.
生命不是他的。
His life is not on his own.
时间不是他的。
Time is not on his own.
啊，一切都不是他的。
Everything else is not on his own.
是他主人的。
He belongs to his master.
所以他对自己也不能够主张任何事情。
Therefore, he has no authority over his life at all.
啊，那么主耶稣也这样的用了一个比喻来描述仆人应有的态度。
And our Lord also has mentioned about the attitude of a slave or servant.
请看路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
请看第七节。
Verse 7.
啊，就新约圣经一百零八页。第七节。你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说：“你快坐下，快来坐下吃饭呢。”第八节
，eight，
岂不是对他说：“你给我预备晚饭，束上带子，侍候我，等我吃完了，你才可以吃喝吗？”第九节
，nine，
仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？第十节
，ten，
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说：“我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应份做的。”啊，这个地方说到仆人啊，他不能够主张什么。
Here it talks about the attitude of a servant, and for the servant themselves, they have no authority over anything.
他不能够从田里回来说，啊，我做完了工作，我要吃饭了。
They cannot return from the land from plowing the land and said, I want to eat.
他还要预备晚饭来服侍他的主人啊。
Yet he has to prepare the meal for his master.
他不能够夸口什么。
He cannot boast of anything.
这叫做仆人。
This is servant.
那今天在教会里面啊。
And today as servant.
我们应该有这样的观念。
In church we should also have this perspective.
我的一切都是主耶稣的。
All that I have belong to our Lord.
我是一无所有。
That I have nothing.
大概我们很难体会这样观念。
I think it's very difficult for us.
什么我一无所有。
This concept that I have
nothing. 房子我的。
I have a house.
车子我的。
I have a car.
什么都是我的。
Everything belongs to me.
时间也是我的。
Time belongs to me.
啊，我怎么说我一无所有？
How can I say that I have nothing?
啊，但是一个人啊，他遇到难题的时候，
But when a person encounters problems,
他就知道了。
Then you will know this.
真的是一无所有。
Then you will have nothing.
曾经有一个神学生，
There was once a theological student.
他去实习。
He was undergoing training.
啊，那么跟信徒去访问啊一个病人啊。
And during his training period, he was accompanying some members to visit a sick person.
那么他就为这病人祷告。
And so at that time, he was praying for this sick member.
祷告完了以后啊。
After the prayer.
当然每一个人都期待说这病人能够好。
Every one of them was hoping that this sick person will get better.
但是出乎意料之外。
But beyond his understanding.
这个病人啊，开始疯狂了。
This sick person started to go insane.
哇，他看到这种情形啊。真的是无地自容，非常的羞愧。
And when he beheld this situation, he was very embarrassed.
怎么会这样子呢？
Why is this so?
祷告完怎么会这样子？
Why is that immediately after prayer, the sick person
would go insane? 心里又难过啊，又惭愧啊。
And he was very sorrowful in his heart.
那时候他一念想要逃离开那个地方啊。
At that point of time, he wanted to run away from there.
那时候他想，我还能够做什么？
And he was saying, what else can I do?
我的学问，我的知识，我的一切都没有了。
All that I had, my education, my knowledge, I have nothing.
这一切都不能帮助这个人啊。
I can't use any one of them to help this sick person.
但是他自己也晓得。
But he knows at that point.
逃离开那个地方不是办法的。
Running away from the problem is not a way to solve the problem. It will not solve the problem.
啊，所以就在那个时候啊，
at a point of time,
他谦卑下来，
he humbled himself.
他知道一切都是主耶稣的。
He knows everything comes from the Lord.
主耶稣都愿意赏赐给他能力。
If he wills, he will give him the strength.
就有办法了。
Then he will have the ability.
他也相信在人不能，在神无所不能。
He knows that to man is impossible, but to God everything is possible.
所以他跟那些弟兄姐妹讲，我们一起来祷告。
Then he said to the brothers and sisters,
"Let
us pray again."
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那一次的祷告。
At that time when they pray,
鬼把他赶出去了。
The demon was cast out.
那时候才深深感受到自己算什么呢
？At a point of time, he truly experienced that who am I?
如果没有主耶稣，能够做什么呢
？I'm nothing if not for the Lord.
我听到那个神学人见证的时候啊
，When I hear this testimony from this brother,
我才回想到我在神学生的时代也是碰到这样的事情。
That during the time when I was going through training in the theological school, I also have similar experience.
有一次家庭聚会完了。
After a family service,
大家都祷告。
Everyone was praying.
祷告一结束。
Everyone was praying immediately after prayer.
有一个慕道者被鬼附着。
There was a true seeker that was possessed by a demon.
啊，那时候怎么办呢
？At that time, I didn't know what to do.
啊，感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
那时候弟兄姐妹都很同心呐、啊。
That everyone was united.
所以我跟他们讲说，我们再次祷告。
So I said to them, let us pray again.
啊，因为在那个地方有很多的灵战。
Because that place, there are a lot of spiritual warfare.
感谢主那一次祷告，大家迫切祷告，鬼把他赶出去。
And thank the Lord, everybody was praying fervently, and the demon was then cast out.
我们在一生当中啊，常常会遇到那个令人绝望的事情。
In our life, we always meet with situation when we are totally hopeless.
但是不要忘记。
But we must not forget.
啊，我们真的是一无所有。
That we have nothing.
一切所有的是属耶稣的。
All that we have belongs to our Lord.
只要我们肯认定主耶稣啊。主耶稣就帮助我们。
We must acknowledge him, and he will help us.
啊，因此我们在这个恩典当中
，in our life of grace，
我们应该有这样的认识。
We must have this common understanding.
我的生命
，that our life，
我的能力
，our ability，
我的时间
，our time，
都是主耶稣的
，belongs to our Lord.
主耶稣都把我拿走的话
，that if the Lord will take all this away from me，
还能够做什么
？What else can I do？
有些人夸口。
Some people will be boastful.
他的智慧聪明。
They boast about their wealth.
主耶稣拿到他的健康的时候。
They're intelligent. And when the Lord take away health from this person.
他能够做什么呢
？What else can he do？
所以我们应该在主的面前谦卑下来。
Therefore, we have to humble ourselves before the Lord.
啊，教会的圣工。
The work in church.
啊，教会安排我们圣工啊。
That when the church has planned some work for us to do.
不要推辞啊。
We must not reject.
啊，假如不是我们凭着私意要去争取的话。
If we, with our own desire, we fight for the work.
啊，我们不要推辞。
If not for this desire, we should not reject.
啊，有些人被呼召出来当传道。
Some of us was being called to be preacher.
有些人被呼召出来要按立为长职。
Some of us being called to be a deacon.
当然，有些人客气说啊，不必了，我什么工都可以做，不必按立我当长职了。
But also some refuse to be anything.
但是在教会里头，我们要学会这个顺服的道理。
But in the house of God, we must learn to be submissive.
只要是出于教会的决定啊。
Anything that was made by a decision that's made by church.
假如没有什么多大的这个阻碍。
If there's not much of obstacle.
啊，我们应该要顺服。
We must be submissive.
当你顺服的时候。
The moment when you are submissive.
你才会体验到。
Then you experience.
原本我们是没有什么能力的。
That when originally we are.Lacking in power,
但是我们借着祷告
but through prayer,
主耶稣给我们的
our Lord will give us
超过我们所求所想的
and what he gave us were beyond what we think
我们来看以弗所书第三章
let's turn to the book of Ephesians
以弗所书第三章
chapter 3
第三章二十节
verse 20
第三章二十节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20
新约圣经271页神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的当我们愿意顺服的时候
The moment when we are willing to submit to him
我们的祷告
In our prayer
常常所得到的是超过我们所求所想的
Oftentimes what we get is what we is more than what we ask or think
不管是在物质上面
Whether it's in material
或在灵性上面
or in spirit,
我们都有这样的体验。
We all have this experience.
真的想不到啊！比如说，我刚刚要献身当传道的时候。
For example, I can recall the time when I want to offer myself as being a preacher.
家里的经济情况非常的差。
And the financial situation in at home was not very good.
但是我父亲告诉我一句话。
But I remember my father said this to me.
你要学习耶稣呀。
That you must learn to be like Joshua.
他怎么过约旦河的
？How did he cross the river Jordan?
约旦河水那么的急，那个川流。
We see the rapid river.
啊， 神叫他脚踏下去，他就踏下去。
But yet, when the Lord asked him to step into the river, he would go ahead and step.
踏下去的时候，河水就分开了。
The moment he stepped into water, the water separated.
你就可以往前走了。
And then you can walk ahead.
感谢主，主，我的父亲给我这样的勉励。
I thank the Lord that this was how my father encouraged me.
那么这一二十年来，回头一看。
And in the past 10-20 years, when I recall,
真的本来是一无所有的。
I dare say that I had nothing.
主耶稣都赐给我了。
But the Lord has given me everything.
啊，本来不敢想要说有一个房子。
I never dared to dream that I would have a house.
很奇怪，主耶稣给我机会。
But miraculously, the Lord has given me the chance.
是我在处理啊家里的这个事务的当中。
That when I was solving some family matters.
给我得到意外的啊这个财富。
I was able to gain money that beyond what I plan on having.
所以当我们需要什么，主耶稣他都知道。
So what we need, the Lord knows.
所以主保罗这样说。
This is how Paul says.
我们来看这个哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
Chapter 6.
请看第十节。
Verse 10.
新约圣经252页。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10.
第十节，似乎忧愁却是常常快乐，似乎贫穷却是叫许多人富足，似乎一无所有却是样样都有。啊，这个是我们信主的人啊，可以去体验的。
This is what we can experience as a Christian.
在人看来，我们的处境应该忧愁的，我们却是快乐。
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
有时候呢，似乎贫穷，却让人呢得到富足。
Sometimes it seems that we are poor, but yet we gain riches.
所以为主做工，不要担心，会有什么亏损。
Therefore, when we work for the Lord, we should not worry that we will have any shortfall.
但是要紧的就是说，我为主做工不是凭人的意思。
But what is important that when we work for the Lord, it's not based on our human thinking.
凭人的意思所做的工是落空的。
Things that is based on human thought will come in vain.
为什么主耶稣一大早起来，天未亮就起来祷告？
Why is it the Lord, the moment when he wake up, he will pray?
他就是要留给我们一个榜样。
This is because you want to set an example for all
of us. 每一天所走的路啊，不要自以为聪明。
That every day when we walk on the path, we should not think that we are wise.
自以为聪明常常是走冤枉路。
When we walk on this path thinking that we are wise, then we're walking this path in vain.
早起来祷告的目的。
Therefore, the goal of our prayer in the morning.
就是把我今天的生活交在主耶稣手中。
Is to give to the Lord our life.
那么求神赐给我智慧。
So that He will give us wisdom for the day.
能够做合乎神旨意的事情。
And so that we can do things that's according to the will of our God.
就好像一个仆人。
It's just like a servant.
你要听清楚你的主人要你做什么。
You must listen very carefully what the master wants you to do.
你的主人叫你这车子把它开到东边去，你不可以把它开到西边去。
When the master wants you to drive the car to the east, you can't drive the car to the west.
假如你每次方向开错了。
But if you were to drive the car to a wrong direction every time,
你的主人会有怎么样感想？
Then what do you think the master would think?
会说这个是没有用的仆人啊。
The master would say that you are useless.
常常做错事情。
That you always do things wrong.
开除掉好了。
And then you will not want to hire or fire you.
所以我们今天很重要的。
Therefore today is very
important. 我们要明白神要我们做什么。
That we must understand what the Lord wants us to do.
所以一方面祷告。
When we pray.
一方面思想神的话。
We must think of the works of God.
我们人生的道路就不会走偏了。
Then we will not take on the wrong path. Or divert.
更重要的。
Another thing that's important.
路要走得对。
That we must track on the right path.
更重要的要有方向。
And we must have a sense of direction.
要有目标。
And goal.
我们来看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三章三十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 31.
新约圣经一百零三页。三十一节，正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。”三十二节，耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个妇女啊，说今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”三十三节，虽然这样，今天、明天、后天我必须前行， 因为先知在耶路撒冷之外上面是不能的。这里让我们知道主耶稣特意要往耶路撒冷去。
Here tells us that Jesus is going to Jerusalem.
因为他知道他必须要被钉死在耶路撒冷上面。
Because he knows that he's going to be crucified in Jerusalem.
为了要赎世人的罪。
In order to redeem the sins of the world.
虽然有人跟他讲你不要去那边太危险了。
Although along the journey, someone else said that he should not go ahead.
但是耶稣看清楚天父的旨意。
But the Lord, he knows very clearly the will of God.
目标看清楚了。
He has his goal.
再怎么样的危险
，and no matter what dangers lies ahead of him，
他永远不会改变他的方向。
He will not change his directions。
今天、明天、后天，我必须前行。
And today, whether it's yesterday, today, or tomorrow, I will have to go forward。
所以各位，在你的人生里头有没有目标呢
？Therefore, in our life, we have to ask ourselves whether we have a
goal。你今天是往哪个地方走呢
？And where are you heading to today？
假如没有目标的话
，If you do not have a goal，
我们在今生是。成为一个迷失的人了。
Then we are very lost in this present life.
啊，所以我们要看清楚目标。
Therefore, we must see clear our goal.
你的家庭要往哪里走
？Where's your family?
做事情就好了。
And they may think that just as long as I do something, that's good enough.
没有来做礼拜就可以了。
Just as long as I come here for service,
你来做礼拜做什么
？Why are you here for service?
信主是为了什么
？What's the point of you believing in the Lord?
目标有没有弄清楚
？Do you have a clear goal in life?
我们在教会做圣工。
When we're working for the Lord in church,
这个教会要带到哪里去
？Where are we going to lead this church to?
我们这温哥华教会要往哪个地方发展
？And which directions are we going to pursue in this church?
不能够说有做就好了。
We cannot just merely think that as long as I work in this church, that's enough.
那这个就是不负责任的做。
Then that's considered as irresponsible.
有做做对了吗
？When you're doing, have you done the right thing?
教会的目标往哪里走啊
？Where's this goal of this church right
now? 大家都知道吗？
Is everybody sure with us?
只要不知道的话
If you are not sure with this goal,
就是在打迷糊仗了
Then we are fighting a blind battle.
所以我们应该把三年五年以后教会要走的方向把它弄出来
Therefore, we have to have a plan for the next 3 years, 5 years.
有了目标，我们就靠主勇往直前
Then when you have this goal in mind, then you have to depend on the Lord and walk ahead.
就像主耶稣一样
It's just like what Jesus said.
他有目标
He has a goal.
他就勇往直前了
And therefore, he went ahead courageously.
我们信主的人啊
Today, when we are believers of
the Lord, 有一个共同的目标
We all have a common goal
请看彼得前书
Let's turn to 1 Peter
彼得前书第二章
1 Peter chapter 6
第二章第九节
Chapter 2, sorry Verse 9
新约圣经336页二章九节
Chapter 2, verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有金尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德这里告诉我们是特别被拣选的
Here says that you are a chosen generation
我们的目的是什么呢
And what is our goal in life
是这里说要叫你们宣扬耶稣基督
And that you may proclaim our Lord Jesus
因为他招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明里面
Because he has called us out of darkness into his light.
没有认识耶稣，永远是走在黑暗当中。
If we never known Jesus, we're always walking in darkness.
找不到人生的方向。
We'll never have a goal in life.
所以我们今天得到主的恩典。
Today now we all receive this grace from our Lord.
我们应该负起这样的责任。
Then we must have this responsibility.
教会被建立的目的，为了要宣教。
The very fact that this church established is to preach the gospel.
一个不懂得宣教的教会是不合神的心意。
If this church does not know how to preach the gospel, then this church does not please God.
假如一个教会在这个地方存在五年、十年
，If this church were to stay here for next 5 or 10 years,
仍然还是要一个教会。
And it's still just a church.
仍然还是那么多人。
And it's just the same group of people.
假如没有增长。
If it doesn't grow,
没有发展
then it doesn't prosper.
这个教会不合神的心意
then this church does not please God.
表示我们所做的得不到神的喜欢
and this means that what we do is not finding in favor of Him.
一个懂得来负起自己的这个使命的人
a person who knows how to carry on his mission,
他就会自我的要求
then he will ask of himself.
我要造就别人。
That I should edify others.
我必须要自己先有体验。
First, I must have experienced myself.
我没有宣扬福音。
Before I preach to others.
只要自己没有体验。
First, if I don't have experience.
我们怎么向人宣传福音呢？
Then how can then, I preach to others?
所以首先我们要表明自己啊是神的用人啊。
First, we must show that we are the servant of God.
怎么表明啊？
How do we show that?
在言语上面。
In our speech.
在行为上面。
In our deed.
来表明我真的是属神的人。
To show that we truly a person that belongs to God.
尤其我们这个西方社会啊，
especially in the Western society,
很注重这个家庭。
The Westerners they place emphasis on family. 假如
我们每一个家庭啊，
if every one of us here
都懂得去学习真理，
know how to place emphasis on studying the scripture,
都懂得祷告
and pray,
啊，夫妻按照道理来做。
And husband and wife do words according to the words of God.
父子之间懂得按照真理来行。
And father and son walk according to the words of God.
一个美满的家庭啊。
Then this will be a very blessed family.
在今天的社会里头是最好的见证。
And this will be one of the most beautiful witness in this present society.
真的能够让人看到你真的是属基督的。
And others will see that you truly belong to Christ.
啊，所以我相信，只有神的灵的帮助。
I deeply believe that only with the help of the Spirit of God
真理的教导
and with the teaching from the words of God
我们才能够为主耶稣来宣扬福音
then only can we proclaim the gospel for our Lord Jesus
这是我们人生当中不可以忽略的一个重大的目标
and it's one of the greatest goals that we cannot neglect in our life
所以我们要做神的好仆人、啊、
to be a good servant of God.
你只要这一点忽略了，你的方向就走偏了。
If you just merely neglect this, then you will tread on the wrong directions.
你所做的一切就要落空了。
And whatever you do will be in vain.
啊，所以要如何来达成这个使命呢
？How then can you attain this mission?
我们来看这个彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第二节。
Verse 2.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意。照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意第三节
Three.
也不是瑕疵所托付的乃是做群羊的榜样、啊、第四节
Four.
到了牧长显现的时候你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕这个地方告诉我们
And these verses tell us
说我们首先先牧养神的群羊
First, we must learn to be a shepherd of the flock of God.
对整个教会来讲，我们要牧养我们这个教会。
And as to our church, we must learn how to shepherd our church members.
啊，对于我们的家庭来讲，我们要照顾好我们的子女。
And for family to speak, that we have to take care of our children.
那怎么做？
And to learn what to do.
这里就按着神的旨意。
To do according to the will of God.
就是要懂得来重视神的话。
And that is to emphasize heavily on the words of God.
啊，那当我们去做的时候。
And when we are doing all this,
要抱着不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心的。
We must do out of a heart of willingness.
做圣工要甘心。
We must be willing when we do God's work.
你看，主耶稣传福音的时候。
When we look at Jesus when he was preaching.
看到那些听道理的人那么渴慕。
When he saw that the people would come and thirst for his word.
圣经告诉我们，他常常忘记吃饭。
And the Bible says that, Jesus will often forget to eat.
这就是一种出于甘心。
It is because in his heart he has a willing heart.
想要赶快把握这个短暂的时间去造就他们。
And he was very eager to preach to them in that short period of time.
所以连饭都顾不得吃。
And therefore he had forgotten to eat.
这是甘心的表现。
And this is spirit of willingness.
假如雇工的话就不是这样。
But if you are employed or being an employee,
雇工，假如说你要叫他多做一个小时、两个小时
，it's very difficult to want this employee to overwork.
他一定跟老板讲说，老板啊
，hours，
一个小时要加班费多少钱
？And this employee will ask the employer, what is his overtime wages?
但是在教会里头。
But in church,
你看这些爱主的弟兄姐妹
，look at just these members who love the Lord.
神的工人啊
，and the workers of God.
他不会计较的。
They will not be calculative.
因为这是我们自己的家。
Because this is our own house.
我们是做自己的事情。
We're doing our family matters.
我们每一个人都是老板。
And every one of us here are employer.
所以做主的工不会计较说，要多做一小时要多少工钱。
And therefore, we'll not be calculative to our Lord that how much He will give us for an hour.
甘心还有另外一个意思就是把握时间。
beside being willing, we also have the grapple of time.
主耶稣传道理只有三年而已啊。
During the ministry of Jesus, he only had 3 years.
所以他赶紧把握时间。
And he grabbed hold of that 3 years.
我们有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他在事业上相当成功。
He was very successful in his career.
有个记者向他访问。
And there was a reporter who interviewed him.
问他说：“你们这个公司成功的秘诀在哪里？”
And asked him, "What is the secret of your success?"
他讲了一句很造就的话。
And he said a very edifying word.
他说：“拖延时间啊。”比做错这个决定来更可怕。
He said postponing, procrastinating is worse than making the wrong decision.
以前我们听过一句话说，错误的决策啊，比贪污更可怕。
In the past, we heard that it is the worst to make the wrong decision.
但是这里是说，他说拖延时间呢、啊。比错误的决策更可怕。
However, this person answered that procrastination is worse than making the wrong decision.
所以这个时间呢很宝贵。
Time is precious.
譬如说
，For example,
我们一个初信的信徒
，A newly baptized member.
他刚受洗。
After when he is baptized.
一个负责任的教会啊。
If this church is responsible,
能够在半年里面
，In just half a year time.
给他造就
He will be able to edify him.
个人灵修生活怎么做
And tell him what to do in his daily life.
家庭生活怎么过
How he cultivate himself spiritually and his family.
如何过这个社会生活
And how to live a life as Christian in society.
能够在半年里头造就他
Just within a short period of time of half a year, this church is able to edify him.
可能半年一年以后啊，这一个信徒啊，就成为教会啊很。这个很好的一个仆人。
And perhaps just half a year or a year, these members will be a very good worker for the Lord.
假如没有赶快抓紧他出现的那段时间
，If you do not grab hold of this time, the time when he just newly baptized,
我们可以看到
，then you will see
一年两年以后啊
，just 1 year or 2 years later,
这个信徒的信仰慢慢的走下坡
，the faith of this believer will go downhill.
因为他一定碰到困难
，because the moment when you meet with difficulty,
来到教会的时候
，for example, when you come to church,
他会发现一个。不一样的地方
They will see something different.
以前我在慕道的时候
When I was seeking the truth,
大家都那么关心我
Everyone was very concerned over me.
都打跟我打招呼
And they would come and greet me.
我受洗以后
The moment after when I get baptized,
怎么没有了
How come no one else will come and greet me?
是不是教会失去爱心呢
Why is that the church are lacking love?
当然教会要注意的这一点
We have to take note of this point.
不过他忽略了一点
But maybe this person has
慕道的时候是当客人啊
That when he is a true seeker, he was just a guest.
受洗以后，我们是一家人了。
And the moment when you're baptized, you're a family member.
角色要转变了。
You have changed your role.
不要一直在当客人。
You shouldn't think that you're a guest always.
圣经告诉我们，我们是一家人了。
The Bible says that we are a family.
我们不要一直在想说。你们还要关心我
We shouldn't be waiting and asking people to come always greet me and welcoming me and showing concern.
我们应该成长，然后关心别人。
We have to grow and then show concern to others.
所以这个就是初信者啊，应该在短短的时间来造就他。
And for the responsibility of the church, we have to take grapple of time to edify the newly baptized member.
没有把握这个时间
，We have to grapple of this time.
可能两年三年以后，成为教会的包袱，教会的重担。
If not, 2 or 3 years later, then this person will be a burden for church.
好，所以这个甘心的意思就告诉我们弟兄姐妹大家，应该有这种的爱主的心呢，把握时间来做圣工。
Therefore, here it says that we must have this willing heart and grab hold of time and work eagerly for the Lord.
这里第二节又说，不是因为贪财是出于乐意。
Here it says that it is not for dishonest gain, but it's because of a willing heart.
各位，你看我们这边的负责人啊。
Just look at our brother in charge.
他们下班之后来到教会做圣工。
After their work, they will come to church and work for the Lord.
做圣工做得很累，教会没有给他半点生活那个费用或津贴。
And when they're working for the Lord, they were tired, but yet the church didn't give them any wages.
为什么他还要做工呢？
And why is that this brother continue to come and work for the Lord?
这是他们感念主的恩典。
This is because they know and think of the grace of the Lord.
所以有人会觉得奇怪。
People find it very strange.
你怎么那么热心向我传福音？
Why is that you are so fervent in spreading gospel to me?
带领一个人信主可以拿到多少钱？
How much money can you get just bringing one person to come to know the Lord?
我们跟他讲说没有啊。
Then we may reply that we get nothing.
那没有你怎么花那么多时间来向我传福音呢？
Then why is that you spend so much time to preach the words of God to me?
他不了解说我们做属灵这圣工啊，将来赏赐啊比物质的这个金钱来的宝贵。
And because he has failed to understand that our reward in heaven is much greater than the physical reward on earth.
所以我们感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹就是这样乐意做圣工，不是为了贪财。
And we thank the Lord that many of church brothers and sisters work for the Lord willingly and not for dishonest gain.
去年有一个姐妹啊
，Pastor，
听到说印度啊那些信徒啦、啊、传道工人都很辛苦。
And last year, there was a sister when she heard of that the members in India are living a hard life.
她很热心啊，专程跑到印度去了解教会的情形。
And she was very zealous, and she went to India for herself and to see the situation in India.
她就发起啊，说大家来捐款啊，来帮助印度的教会。
At that time, he was promoting a fund to help the Indian ministry.
让那些小孩有钱读书。
So that the children in India would have an opportunity for education.
总而言之，她不但是乐意的做，还付出钱财来。
Not only she was willing to start this Indian ministry fund, she also offered a lot in her wealth.
我们再看这个第三节哈。
Verse 3.
她说不是瞎子所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。啊，这里告诉我们做圣工啊，不要好像用世上那种权势要来管辖别人。
Here it says that when we are working for the Lord, we shouldn't be like using the worldly ways where we want to control others.
啊，所以我们不要以为说，除了我当负责人，我才认真做。
We shouldn't have this concept that only when I'm the person in charge, then I'll work for the Lord.
人家安排我的时候，什么圣工我才做。
And then I will do anything that was arranged to me.
其实不是这样。
It shouldn't be so.
你可以做你该做的事情。
You should do what you can do.
我们一位长老。
There was an elder.
他退休以后。
After when he retired.
他继续做工。
He continued to work for the Lord.
他说，假如说一个退休之后的人啊，认为说退休了就可以不必做工。
He said that if a person has this concept, after when you retire, you don't have to do anything.
那就证明说，哎，那你以前做工是为了钱呐。
That shows that in the past you have been working for money.
所以这位长老说，即使退休，没有再领生活费，我还是做工。
But he said that even after retirement, I will still continue to work for the Lord.
真的是好榜样。
And this is the good example.
让弟兄姐妹看了都会受感动。
And all the brothers and sisters, when they see this elder, they were moved.
这种人才有属灵的权柄来影响别人。
Only then this person has this spiritual example to influence others.
所以做主的仆人真的是很有福气。
It's indeed very blessed to be a servant of God.
为什么有福气呢？
Why is that it's blessed?
你常常会看到神的大能啊。
It is because you always witness the great power of God.
假如我们用我们的力量去做事情。
If we just use our own means to work.
我们不能够成就什么大事。
We cannot accomplish anything great.
但是你把你的才能放在主耶稣手中。
But if you were to put your gift and talent in the hands of our Lord,
你会发现到你的影响力就相当大。
Then we realize that you will become more influential.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
有一个小孩。
There was a child.
把五个饼两条鱼放在主耶稣手中。
He gave five fish and two loaves of bread to Jesus.
很奇妙。
Miraculous.
满足五千人吃个饱。
He was able to feed 5,000.
假如那五个饼两条鱼自己吃。
If he were to just eat those fish and bread himself.
只够一个人吃。
He was only fill himself.
但是放在主耶稣手中。
But the moment when he put that in the hand of our Lord Jesus.
就不一样啊。
Then things are different.
主耶稣有能力啊。
Jesus has the power.
能够满足五千人。
He was able to satisfy the hunger of 5,000.
同样的道理啊。
Similarly.
你要成为一个有影响力的人。
If you want to be an influential person.
就是要跟主同工。
Then you have to work with the Lord.
难怪是以赛亚先知啊。
No wonder this prophet Isaiah has said.
他这样跟神说。
He said to the Lord.
主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
He said to the Lord, Here am I, send me.
一个肯被主所用的人。
A person who is willing to be used by the Lord.
他 的影响力就相当大。
Then he become very influential.
他能够造就更多的人。
Because he can edify many people.
啊，所以我们一生当中要成为一个有影响力的。
So in our life, if we want to be an influential person,
能够造就别人嘛、
啊、，we must learn how to edify others.
我们就应该懂得跟主同工了、
啊。Then first we have to work with Lord.
有人问说，你为什么？做基督徒做那么快乐呢
？Some people may ask that why is that you are always so happy when you are working for the Lord？
啊，他会告诉你。
Then you will answer。
因为我希望我所做的都能够合乎神的旨意。
Because he will say that whatever I do, I hope to do it according to the will of our God。
随时都准备来迎接主耶稣。
And waiting for any time for the Lord to come and take me。
比如说，当我们这堂聚会还没完毕之前
，For example, before this service were to end，
假如主耶稣突然来了
，If Jesus were to come right now，
你能不能很坦然跟主耶稣讲
？Can you stand boldly before him？
主啊，你交代我的工，我都做了。
That I have done all the work that you have entrusted upon me。
我都尽本分做了。
I have done all that to my best of my ability。
你有这样把握吗
？Do you have this confidence？
你若有这样把握
，If you do，
当然你的生活是快乐的。
Then you will live a very happy life。
因为你时时刻刻不忘记。
Because at every moment you never forget this goal that God has entrusted on you.
啊，所以我们在这一生当中啊
，In our life,
虽然你在社会上，在学校里头有很多事情要做
，Whether at work or in school, you have a lot of things you need to do.
但是不要忘记你是主的仆人。
But you must not forget that you are a servant of God.
你活着就是要引导人认识主耶稣。
That when you are living, your goal is to bring others to Him.
在这个当中，你就能够。体会到神给你的恩典是丰富的。
And in this process, you experience that the grace that He has given you is abundant.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.